Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning, ladies. It's Sam. How are y'all doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, Sam.
Hey. All right. I want to echo a few things.
Having a green eggs and ham breakfast.
It's the Sam
community kitchen.
I'm out here at the Liberty Forum. We're having a good time. We got several hundred free state participants out here in Nashua at a hotel, and we've got guest speakers in, having a good time.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to add a couple things from the last caller. Number one, you know, he's talking about the conditions at Walter Reed. What he's really talking about is the end result of socialized medicine. These people who are out there wanting free government health care are clamoring for the kind of care that you get at Walter Reed Hospital to be given and spread out across the United States and given to all the people for free, because, you know, you're what essentially is happening there. It's removing the profit motive. It's removing the incentive to provide a good service, to do a good job, to make sure that your patients are taken care of. And if you really look at the drivers, you know, the doctors in the Army get, I believe, the same amount of money regardless of how many patients they have. So if you really think about it, their incentive is to kill a few patients off because that's less work for them. You would never have something like that in the private market. And then he was talking about, you know, the shame of these people dying and so forth. Well, what about the shame of the people who believe in the state, who believe, you know, in an organization, one of the only organizations in the world that raises an army, that has the nerve to drop not one but two nuclear bombs on innocent men, women, and children? How many people die in the name of government, of the state? And, you know, look at, I look at people who see these things, who see the atrocities of government, but yet they're not willing to look at their own beliefs in the state and the fact that they're the one paying for it, that they're the one responsible. It's easy to say, we do this, we do that, the government does this, but if you're paying for it, take some responsibility.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, ladies. Yeah.
Bye-bye now. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning, ladies. It's Ian from FreeKeen.com.
Hello.
How are you today?
Hi, Ian.
Hey, wanted to ask you guys how you felt, or if you, first of all, if you'd heard about what happened to Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com at the Keene District Court, and also what happened to Brad Ryder from WKBK. Did you guys hear about that?
I didn't hear about Brad, but I read something in the paper about Ridley. So what's...
Well, as you may have heard, there is apparently some standing order in Keene District Court that is denying access to the media. So anybody that wants to come in and actually record what are purported to be public trials and public proceedings are actually being prohibited from doing so. In fact, they're not even allowing people with cameras into the lobby of the Keene District Court. And I was just wondering how the both of you felt about that.
I think that... First of all, that the judge has a right to say what will be allowed in his courtroom and what will not. That is
his
prerogative.
Well, that may be the case to some extent. However, the judge is supposed to follow the rules of procedure for the court, which, as I understand it, there is a rule that is very specific that says that cameras should be allowed unless there are specific circumstances, like, say, you know, an underage child
right.
testifying.
And I also think that... The reason I suspect the judge in this case was, somebody said to me, loaded for bear. And I think the reason was that Dave Ridley publicized this in the first place. Keep your mouths shut and then go there with a camera and see what happens.
But he
don't publicize
he
it first.
On Dave Ridley, he also prevented Brad Ryder from doing
Brad, I think Brad was collateral damage. I think because Dave Ridley was there with his camera and had announced to the world that he was going to go and film this when he knew he wasn't supposed to, that judge said, okay, everybody with cameras.
But I don't know. I don't know enough about the specifics. Why would the judge not allow it to be filmed in the first place? Whether it
that's
was,
a good question. I mean,
that's the question. But the judge
was he inciting a riot or something? The camera person.
But the judge has a right to say whether cameras will be allowed or not in his court.
Right. I could
see. He really doesn't if he's following his own rules. And one thing I'd like to point out to you, Cynthia, is the order was written a long time ago. There's been a standing order in the Keene District Court for months now. When Sam, who called a few moments back, when Sam and I went in to file some paperwork for my case. Sam came in with a camera And one of the bailiffs came out of the room. This was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He comes out of the room and says, by order of the judge, no cameras in the court, 4 o'clock or whatever. He didn't really, wasn't even making sense. But essentially they said that there were no cameras allowed. We came back a couple weeks later, and they tried to do the same thing. Now, Sam didn't stop recording. They chose not to arrest him in that particular case, but they did choose to arrest Dave Ridley. I mean, the whole idea that a member of the media would be arrested in what is a public place for attempting to record what are supposedly public proceedings, doesn't that outrage the two of
you?
Well,
I'm going to call and find out what the judge's ideas were behind it, and then I'll report back next week. How's that?
That sounds good, Cynthia.
Okay. And the other thing I would wonder about, whether any of the public is allowed to, if the public's allowed to view it, then they shouldn't ban the cameras. If the public is prohibited from seeing a proceeding, then right. Obviously you can't. I don't know enough about the law or this particular situation.
I don't know either.
But it is outrageous that you can pick and choose who can film and who can't.
Well, it's a good question, and I think that I will call. I think it was Judge Burke, but I'll check and make sure and see why mm-hmm. that happened. Mm-hmm. If you'll return my calls, that's a whole different thing. But anyway,
you'll get banned. Don't tell me you're from the media.
You certainly wouldn't catch me with a camera because I'm not very good at it. So that wouldn't.
Don't go there with microphones.
That wouldn't work. But.